now listening to Sleep Time Sober.
Listen up, everybody, as you tune to this podcast. Yeah. Sleep Time's Over, come closer to get the raw facts. Zach Moore's hosting on the show, for sure. Yeah. Recording live from Jawai, that's the dope, you know. Talking reminiscing about the good old days in the now. Uh-huh. Sipping on that old fashioned at the room at Ibrow. That's right. Location worldwide on your stereo deck. On your phone, on the pad, but guaranteed all fresh. Uh-huh. Reviewing music and the nuisance that the media miss. But yeah. Got the blueprint with the newness that the people will take. Good old America ain't ready for that island of slang. Sleep Time is over, give a toast up to the rest of the gang. To your tribe or the vibe or the click on the mission. Suggest you dive cause we live on transmission. Yeah. Listen, he got the voice that got the locals on vote. Zach Moore's from mayor, but for now, lock it in for the show. Hey.
Sommelier to the stars, Sky Cameron, and your host tonight, DJ Zach Moore.
Sorry, everyone, it just was in line. See, I had this whole thing set up, but then we have a special guest tonight that kind of throws off this whole thing. Earl Kaimaki is here, / Earl Kaka'ako is here. I just want to shout that out right off the bat. Shout out the Earl Kaka'ako chicken sandwich, which totally swerved my whole, I was going to have the Popeye's chicken sandwich thing and then just come out with this. Episode 145 is tonight.
145.
And I guess it's the makeshift Thanksgiving special.
Yeah, it is the Thanksgiving special.
Why not? Right?
We're Sky taking a break next week.
We're taking a break next week, yes, for that's the actual Thanksgiving week. It falls on a late day or something, right? It's all weird. I don't know how that shit works. But the Lord Flores, thank you for the
another incredible
always.
Intro from the Lord
the incredible
Flores.
Intro. Thank you to everyone that is here. The Highbrow Room is the name of this establishment. The program is Sleep Time's Over. Sky, how you doing? What's
I'm doing
the latest?
Well, man.
Yeah, how you been?
I've been good. You walked in with the Popeye's chicken sandwich. How long have you been holding on to that thing?
So this was bought at like 3 o'clock.
So it is a stale chicken sandwich.
Yes, but it comes in this warm bag, and it's coming. It's kind of like
it's not hot by now.
It's but. No. This ain't lit. And it comes in. I got the sauce on the side, the secret sauce.
What is the secret sauce? I didn't know it came with a sauce.
Aioli. It's always aioli something. Mayo. More mayo, furikake. I don't know what's in this thing.
I didn't even know the sandwich came with a sauce. So
the chicken sandwich is gonna have the sauce. It's gonna have the pickle.
I know the pickle. And then I didn't know. But we're gonna get to that. We're jumping ahead of ourselves with the Popeye chicken sandwich.
Well, you know, everybody's in line right now, man. Either that or they're braving the lightning and the thunder and
everyone
they can't drive.
Not, yeah, everyone that's not here is waiting in line.
You know these local people, man. Let me say. It's just thunder outside right now, okay? And everybody's driving 10 miles an hour. Took me like half an hour to get from Ala Moana to this place, actually.
Yeah, people are freaking out.
I mean, come on.
They're losing their mind.
Shout out local drivers. Give me a break.
So how was your weekend, man? What did you do this weekend?
What happened this weekend? That's a good question. I always wonder each and every weekend that you ask me this thing. I was watching Disney Plus.
Hey, Disney Plus.
I became a person that doesn't have sex, and I watched Disney Plus. And I watched it, much like all the rest of the nerds out there in their basement. And great, it's a great system as far as like the menu goes. I gotta say, it's got everything all lined up. You got Disney Plus? Did you subscribe?
I did, you know, because I'm a nerd too.
Yes,
and,
you are.
The show is hosted by two nerds, so
that's
I have to sign up for Disney Plus. I have one problem
something.
Though. I guess. Do you watch a lot of... You didn't grow up with a lot of Disney. You don't like a lot of Disney stuff. So is there a lot of programs on this...
Sells a latchkey child.
On this... on this thing that you will watch?
Well, we got Star Wars.
I had a hard time finding a lot of stuff that I want to watch on
this. That's what I was going to bring up to you. Like, are we going to be month-to-month subscribers on this? Because you're going to sign up for the month, and you're going to watch your token. Okay, you're going to watch The Mandalorian. We'll get to that. And then we're going to watch, you know, Star Wars. Because, you know, local people, we don't say Star Wars.
Right.
We say Star Wars. And then we watch Marvel, And then after that, I'm going to watch like Spider-Man cartoons from the 80s, which I watched 5 minutes of. It's shit. I'm like,
yeah, it's
God, was I that stupid back as a kid? It's not good at all.
Yeah.
The X-Men comic, the cartoon.
Flush that awful shit down the toilet. Yeah, it's not good.
You know, like we watched, used to watch He-Man and all this. It was really bad. We try watching that shit.
I wish He-Man was on there, man. I mean, it'd be
you would not last 10 minutes watching He-Man. I tell you, it's bad. But anyway, so you got all this animated stuff, and you got all the Disney movies, which I wasn't really a fan of. I didn't really
See,
watch.
See, me and you grew up similar but different. Like, we grew up, raised by single moms.
Right.
We did not grow up with Disney. We watched whatever we wanted growing up, right?
Right.
So that was the one thing I related to you is that I didn't grow up with any of the classic Disney
That's
movies.
That's right. Shout out single parenting.
I didn't watch any of the original Disney movies. I mean, the first movie I remember growing up with was like Alien and Beverly Hills Cop. And
so, how's you?
I was watching some pretty raw
Porky's
shit as a kid.
Revenge of the Nerds.
Yeah,
Revenge Cinemax of the porn. I mean, I got it. Yes,
all the movies that we canceled. Right. Yeah, we're gonna watch porn through the scrambled waves of the TV.
Hashtag the Spice Channel. If you guys remember that, you guys remember.
We had to get off on just moaning. And
hey. Do we have the rim shot?
That was weird, man. That
we
was,
do not have our...
That was weird back in the day.
It was weird back in the day, yes. But so then you're watching this Disney Plus, and it's all this family content. So I can get it if you're a parent, okay, you got it locked down. But
that's right.
After that, what else
we
is
We just got to wait for all this original content to come up. Marvel has about 10 original shows. Star Wars has a bunch of new stuff coming out. But, you know, that was a hard thing for me. When I first popped it up, I was like, oh, I got all the Pixar... You know, all the classic Disney and stuff. But, you know, I guess if you got kids, you got a family, it's fantastic service.
It's you can just let them put the kids out in the front and that's it. You just plop them in front of the TV and that's it.
But I didn't know how much I can really, like, get into. It's from 3 o'clock, well, man. It's
holding up. It's still, they cooked it, they fried it. So
it's 5 hours,
it's
man. Fully it's cooked a 5 hour.
I got
I'm
it.
I'm sure
I
the
got
sandwich
it.
Is safe, man.
Well, let's just see what happens.
Ooh.
See what happens.
Oh, the forbidden.
Salmonella for the win, bro. Let's see what happens. Live sickness. We've never had that yet.
We haven't had that, yes.
So, you go in there. See, I'm going to do like what Cavett, you know, Cavett used to do when we used to eat like on air.
Yeah.
So last time, Cavett would do the thing. You know, he's Hawaiian, right? So,
a lot of lip smacking, chewing with the mouthful.
Cavett, shut up with the lip smacking. Come on, we don't do that on the air. Okay. So then, I'm not going to do that. We're not going to mimic that. And we got a lot of complaints for the lip smacking before.
Right.
So I'm just saying.
You're not going to put that secret sauce on the sandwich?
No, we'll have some water because this is dry.
It looks pretty dry.
Yeah, that's me.
Well,
yeah,
really, right. Really quick, before we move on from Disney Plus, give me your thoughts on The Mandalorian. This is
probably the
most hyped streaming series of the year. If you guys don't know what The Mandalorian is, good for you. You're probably having sex.
You're having sex.
Watching sports, and you're probably having a good time in life.
you're a man or you're a woman.
But The Mandalorian is the new bounty hunter Western, I'd say, / samurai.
It's kind of like a samurai movie, right?
Yeah,
samurai
super
show.
Samurai vibe.
Yeah.
But it takes place 5 years after Return of the Jedi.
Right. So
we're not
going to
give any spoilers away.
We're not spoiling, right?
This is not Boba Fett. This is he's in the same.
Well, we don't know that yet, right?
It's not.
He doesn't. They don't say his name. But then we let's just add intrigue here.
Okay.
It's not. It might be.
Well, it's a guy that could be Boba Fett then.
Right.
Boba Fett wound up in this.
Guy.
If you want to get really nerdy, the Boba Fett wound up in the Sarlacc in Return of the Jedi.
But
right?
You want to get even more nerdy, he came out of it. He blew his way out of the Sarlacc.
That was later, though. Yeah, you had more nerd cred than me on
There's
that.
There's a
one.
Nerd in the audience.
But I think the show is great.
It's only 2 episodes in, right?
Yep.
And it's kind of winning back the Star Wars fans because, you know, they're very bitter weirdos that hate everything.
Yeah, like us.
And they hate every single thing of Star Wars that comes out. Everything. So this is kind of, for the first time, unified the Star Wars nerds.
For the most part, right.
Right? Because I haven't heard one complaint yet. Well, we haven't delved deep into Twitter. But
yeah, and
I'm saying
don't
there's
think that you
clean.
Are friends with that many, like, super Star
there's
Wars
There's probably
nerds.
Some guy right now that's either, you know, eating a sandwich or masturbating that's probably pissed off about The Mandalorian. Probably. But I think we got a good unified front. It's good marketing.
Right.
You've got a bombshell that spoiler that happened that's going to lead to more marketing for Christmas time.
Right.
And sold.
I'm
right?
super excited. Yeah. It's kind of like a Clint Eastwood, Man with No Name, like, you know, Fist Full of Dollars, Good, the Bad, the Ugly,
right.
meets Lone Wolf and Cub.
You're
like
exactly right.
Old school, Yojimbo, samurai movies mixed with Star Wars. I think
so. For someone not a Star Wars fan, you dig it because
it's awesome.
It's a well put together.
It's awesome. And I'm tired of all these spoilers online, man.
Yeah,
you were kind of razzing me because I was giving shit to people on Facebook and Instagram for posting spoilers. But come on, man! Like the show literally came out. People haven't signed up for the service yet. A lot of people haven't signed up for the service yet, and people are posting spoilers.
What is the social media for?
I guess, man.
Attention. It's for people to get attention. So you're gonna be the token guy that's gonna post the thing that happened, and then everybody's gonna be pissed off, but then they're gonna give that person attention.
That's basically what
it is.
Shit, man.
It really is stupid.
I just hate that.
And sound effects work. Yeah, I'm just saying it's a bad thing. We should just stay off the internet and then not look at the spoilers. We get it, but it ain't gonna die out.
But just say
soon.
You like it or you don't or whatever. But don't have to post spoilers.
Right.
Come
post
on,
videos.
Exactly.
IG story. All this kind of stuff. I got it. Right. All these IG stories of the thing that happened on the show. It kind of sucks. We can't spoil it because, well, yeah, we shouldn't spoil it.
No.
Enjoy, everyone. Enjoy. No. Watch the show. Yes. But besides that, that's about it. Disney Plus.
Yeah. I think it's a good service. I think it will end up being an even better service later when they add more new content. But if you guys are crazy about old school Disney, you're crazy about
Pixar.
Watch
The Rocketeer. You know?
You get everything. I mean, it's everything you can think of on
watch
there.
Frozen. Watch Mary Poppins.
I remember we were at Pint and Jigger last night, and our friend said, like, he's like, oh, Disney Plus, they got Johnny Tsunami. And he was like, actually, like, stoked that Johnny Tsunami was on there because, like, he grew up with it. So I'm like, all right,
different
man, good on you, bro. Johnny Tsunami, bro.
Different demographic. Hey, I've not seen one episode.
It's a lot of stuff that people grew up with. So,
we got the Sandlot on there.
The
you know, all, the,
on
all
there.
The women, they love the Sandlot. Maybe some guys. And then you got the, but I mentioned earlier, there was, I forgot about the movie The Rocketeer. That was a. Watch that again? Is that worth watching? Or is it like 5 minutes and we're like, screw
this
shit?
Give it a shot.
I watched the Spider-Man cartoon. That was awful. So I'm not doing it. But that's basically been the
weekend. Yeah, you spent the whole weekend watching Disney.
God, that's bad. What a way to intro this this episode here. But I can't, for the love of me, watch. I'm going to remember like during the break what happened. But I don't recall right now. It'll probably pop later. But.
Hey, for $7 a month, it's $6.99 a month, guys. I'd say it's worth it for now. If you're into even a quarter of that stuff, it'll be worth it because of all the new shows
new stuff.
And stuff they'll be producing.
Right.
So I went to the movies. I saw some movies.
Yes, you are the movie expert of the show here. What did you see?
I saw Ford versus Ferrari.
All right.
If you guys heard of this one, it's the new movie starring Matt Damon and Christian Bale. It's about the legendary Le Mans race in France. It's a 24-hour race where Ford Motor Company actually beat Ferrari. This is all. Right. It's not a spoiler here, so you can kiss my ass if people are saying that's a spoiler. It's been in the history books.
True story. It's in the books.
I'll give the movie 3.5 mics out of 5.
Okay.
I like it a lot. I don't love it. I don't think it paints Ford in the best picture.
Oh. Right? They're the bad guys in this thing.
I don't know. Man.
Ferrari
I want
be
people
the bad
to watch
guys
this movie.
Thing?
I want people to watch this movie and tell us what they think. Because it is a movie about American pride, about American ingenuity and industry. But Ferrari was the small boutique car company in Italy. They made every car by hand. You know,
they were the good guys.
They were quality over quantity. And Ford was quantity over quality.
Yeah, shout out the Ford Taurus.
Right. And Ford goes, we can make a better race car. And you know what their solution is for Ferrari is we'll just throw more money at it.
Yeah, all right. Much like 2019. So what else cars did Ford make? I only can think of the Ford Taurus.
Well, the Mustang is one of the best-selling cars of all time.
And then you
right?
got the – who makes the F-150? Is that Ford?
That's Ford.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, shout out trucks.
Shout out to people in Hawaii. They love
shout
trucks.
Shout out to off-roading. Yeah. Shout out to Moving House every time.
I'd be interested for people to go watch this movie and see what they come away with because I really felt like I would have enjoyed a movie that was more fair. They paint a really kind of bad picture of Italians in this movie. And
hey, all right. As they should. It's about time somebody attacked
my stepfather
the
is Italian.
They've been getting a good rep for way too long.
And I just got back from Italy. I got, you know, like, I just feel like the movie is very one-sided. And I think a lot of people should watch it, and it could start a good conversation.
How long is this movie?
2.5 hours.
That's not going to happen. No, move on. What's the next movie you've seen?
But I'll say this. I'll say one thing before we move on to this movie. Best racing footage of any movie you'll ever see.
Hey, shout out not Fast and the Furious. All right.
It's good. Incredible footage.
That's fine.
And then I watched one more movie of a gentleman that we actually met at Pig and the Lady.
Hey, all right.
New Zealand director Taika Waititi.
Oh, yes. Who's Shout also out. In The Mandalorian.
Yeah. He is the voice of IG-88 yes. or the...
Not IG-88.
It's not. It's IG-89.
IG-69 or something.
IG-69.
Shit. Droids. Shout out droids.
But we actually had the opportunity to meet Taika, the director. He's the director of Thor Ragnarok.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
And
very fun guy in person.
We met him at Pig and the Lady.
He had to have been drunk, right? He was kind of like, he looked like he had a
drunk.
Few.
He was drunk, right? Yes.
We asked him about if he's going to do Akira, and they just started laughing.
Yes.
That was pretty fun.
Well, it was his like dream project, and then they kind of got snatched away from him. But
so Jojo Rabbit.
He has a new movie out called Jojo Rabbit.
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody's heard of this one, but it's a new comedy satire based in, you know, 1940s Nazi Germany, and it's kind of a story about a little 10-year-old boy who is very influenced by the Nazi propaganda.
Oh, okay, and, so I really didn't know
and
the plot.
His
so.
Imaginary best friend is Adolf Hitler.
Hey, all right, that's always
and
fun.
And Taika Waititi plays Adolf Hitler.
Oh, okay, so that's the connection of this whole
so
thing.
So it's a satire about how military propaganda can kind of brainwash young, impressionable youths.
Gotcha. Wow. How long is that movie?
It's an hour and a half.
Hey.
It's a breezy watch. It's but I would say that it's still a heavy movie, but I think it's one of the best of the year. I'm giving 4 mics. It's really entertaining. Really, really funny, really good.
Okay, so
only playing in 2 theaters on the island, I think.
Dole Cannery.
Kahala and Mililani, I think.
Wow. How random is that, really? Nobody in Mililani gonna watch this.
Who knows why these
No
theaters.
One's Mililani is gonna go to watch this movie. No one. Shout out to Mills. No one's gonna go watch this.
It's a really funny movie. It's really good. It harkens back honestly to old Mel Brooks. You know, Mel Brooks with satire, like
is that kind of comedy?
Nazi style. Stuff. Like, yeah, it's really funny. Got it's really good. So another movie came out this weekend, which I didn't watch. Shout out DJ Liger Woods, friends of the show.
Hey, shout out Wando.
The new Charlie's Angels movie came out.
Right.
And
he
flopped majorly.
Yeah.
And me and you actually got into a huge argument yesterday regarding this movie.
Very, very angry over...
that was funny to
watch. Because let's break down
All right, let's
happened.
Break it down.
So
you
told me
down.
The movie
it bombed,
right?
Right.
And then right as I was going to make my little, you know, smart-ass remark, then you was like, but it's not what you think. And I'm like, no, it's because it's a bunch of women movie. Women cannot be in an action movie.
Right.
Like, no, you're wrong. If you
gave
if
the
you
testosterone answer.
This guy. And then, so it led to that discussion. But then I you convinced me at the end. Because I get what you were saying. Because it's just bad.
I was not
casting.
Convinced that you agreed with me.
Well, it eventually, I talked passionately. So I at the end of the whole situation, I agreed because of the fact that the people they cast were unknowns. They didn't seem like much promotion. And it's all what you basically
right.
Tell us
I
what
mean,
tell the people what you said.
Right.
Why
so, you know, this the movie stars Kristen Stewart, who is probably one of the most polarizing actresses, right? She's only known for Twilight, really.
She's garbage, right?
And
she sucks.
I looked up most hated actresses. I just did a Google search of most hated actresses. She came up in 5 different most hated actresses lists. With maybe under Gwyneth Paltrow, who seems to be the most hated woman.
She's got rocks in her vagina.
I don't know, but Jesus.
So, I mean, if you had to compare between Kristen Stewart and Gwyneth Paltrow.
We're going to say like this. Okay, the movie's Charlie's Angels, right?
Yeah.
Why do we need another Charlie's Angels movie,
correct.
Right?
I agree.
And why do we need a Charlie's Angels movie with no stars, with poor marketing and a shitty trailer, right? The reason why everyone went to watch the 2000s Charlie's Angels because it was Drew Barrymore, Cameron Diaz, and Lucy Liu.
Right, right. Heavy
it actually
hitters
looked
at the kind
time. Of fresh and it looked kind of fun. And those movies made a lot of money. Even the shitty sequel, Full Throttle, that you said nobody wanted to watch, it only made $10 million less than the 2000 original Charlie's Angels. And
I
that was like $200
million. I don't recall that movie at all.
And this is back in 2000.
Right.
So they made a lot of money. I just think right now, Charlie's Angels needs either big stars or it you can't make it. You in agreement?
They shouldn't have brought it back, first of all. That should have been the thing to shut the whole thing down in the beginning. They shouldn't have rebooted it again. So that should have been the ender.
Right? I'm going to tell people right now, the original Charlie's Angel cast that Sony would have to spend $100 million to make. You guys, you in the crowd, you guys let me know if you were to watch this movie. The original cast was Jennifer Lawrence, Emma Stone, and Margot Robbie. I would have watched that movie.
You would watch that movie. How about The Crowd? Are you guys, fans of those three?
How many guys in The Crowd would have watched that Charlie's Angels? No?
Three gals.
Everyone's still kind of mad.
Oh, we got a...
All right, well, it's three
drama's
white girls.
Not sold on that one.
They need some color. I think our audience, they need a little color in the cast.
There you go. Shout out. Russ is here.
We'll get Russ in the movie.
Russ has been absent from the show for a while, so shout out to Russ
But you know, like, I think, like, it didn't have the appeal. Nobody wanted to see it. There's no star power. There's no...
But it's just nothing, the plot, like, we got it. We're tired of it already. I mean, that's it.
But your argument was no one wants to watch female-driven
it
action
seems like
movies.
They don't get the backing that they should deserve if you're not a Marvel movie or if you're not a comic book. It's like, if you throw it out there, will it be selling on its own original kind of a plot?
It's just got to look good. I think Hollywood
right,
always,
just gotta make it look good.
Always thinks that we're too stupid to know what good content is. And I think female-driven action movies, Kill Bill 1 and 2, we talk about Hunger Games, which I don't like, but it made a ton of money.
Well, Terminator 2 did all right, right?
Terminator 2, which is and the Aliens movies, which is Sigourney Weaver. You know what I mean? Like,
no, right. So
Captain
there's
Marvel
been evidence
made $1 billion
that.
Dollars. Wonder Woman made $800 million.
That's like comic book movies, like Fifth Element.
Angelina Jolie's movie Salt, the spy movie, made $300 million.
Wow. Anybody see Salt in the crowd? You guys watch that? Not the Kakako, but Salt, the movie. All right.
Yeah, we got a couple hands up in the crowd.
Yeah, all right.
How many people in the crowd seen Scarlett Johansson, Lucy? Which means almost half $1 billion.
Rucka watched that as well. I didn't. That was a swerve. Yeah. Okay.
So,
wow. Okay.
I think people just want to, if there's a female led action movie, it just has to be good and original material.
Shout out DJ Freeze. I forgot to. let's just take a moment here. Shout out DJ Freeze, the musical director of the show. Just wanted to.
I have to laugh at that one.
Because we went right into Popeye.
Nobody watched Lucy, and I saw like 12 hands go up. So I'm just saying, I had to laugh.
Aaron said zero people watched Lucy yesterday. We almost got into a fight. And like, yeah.
Once again, DJ Freeze is the musical conductor. Cameron is here.
Let's talk about this Popeye sandwich in front of you.
Well, I took a bite, so I'm still alive.
But that's your second. You've eaten two Popeye sandwiches today.
No, I had two Earl Kakaako sandwiches.
Oh!
So let's break that down quickly. Right. Went down 10 a.m. The establishment opened. Earl Kakaako in Salt, and we go in there. People are already there. They're all sitting there, and I didn't know if they ordered or not. It was kind of an odd, like they were waiting for some kind of like a seminar or something. So everybody's lined up. They're all sitting down, and I didn't know if they ordered. So I go in there, very quiet. The man that is here, the very controversial one.
Let's get him on the mic.
Justin Beemore is here, who created.
Yeah, what's up, guys?
There he is.
How's it going? Yeah.
E-40's favorite son. And it was a previous episode. So I go in there, the spicy chicken, excellent. I have to say 4.5 mics. I have to say, honestly, better than this right here. I took a bite like a 3. I got two of these. I took a bite and I saved it and I wanted to bring this on the show. Better. Crowded. And it was about the weight. I was going to say, what was the average wait time, you thinking, Justin? Was it 20?
I think today it was like maybe like 15, 20 minutes.
20, okay.
20-minute wait time, something like that.
You're cranking them out.
We sold a bunch, yeah. We sold the whole bunch.
So this is just for Tuesday.
So it's just for today. We did it for one day only. And we sold 190.
Wow.
So, I mean,
there
that's,
we go.
That's a good amount.
That's not bad.
190. Yeah.
It's a lot of sauce.
Wow. Yeah. So, chickens.
Are you going to bring this back? Are you going to do
at
like
some
a...
point we will bring it back, but right. I'm really not sure when. We're going to kind of let the hype kind of build up a little bit and maybe bring it back like next week.
So you say that we could do like a tribute to it?
We could do a tribute to it.
Yeah.
I think that has a good ring
message.
To it.
Okay. Sorry. Yeah. We can't mess anymore. We can't mention more than that.
No,
okay.
We're going to do that.
We're going to do that. Right?
Yeah. That's going to happen. I swear.
Stay
I
tuned
swear.
For tribute, the event happen. That I might be DJing it? I don't know.
Okay.
Ooh,
oh,
hey, oh, wait a minute. Hey, wait a minute. Okay. Well, shout out to Earl Kakaako. And I also got the regular one. Shout out to Jay Nads, the social media director.
There he is.
He was there. Away? We were all eating chicken sandwiches. We're there. A lot of people coming in and out. So it was a good, successful time. So good stuff.
Yeah, it was definitely a good
day. Thank you, sir.
It was
a
good day. It was a good day at Earl Kakaako.
There you go. All right.
For sure.
Ice Cube. That's right. Good stuff. Sky, you got to... Are you going to partake in the getting a chicken sandwich? Are you going to go down to
no,
one of
man.
These places?
So Jollibee's? Right now, the average Popeye wait, we talk to a lot of friends. The average wait is between 25 and 40 minutes.
Right.
Just this ridiculous, man. And then customers in line are ordering an average of 5 to 10 sandwiches per person.
Because they got
to
get for their friends.
To take their friends.
Girlfriend,
right?
Boyfriend.
Right. For the Tinder date.
Tinder date. So, I mean, it makes sense. I mean,
but you know what? It's working for Popeyes. Dude, it's their best sales in 20 years.
Right.
Right? They're selling right now 1,000 sandwiches a day.
Right.
That's all?
Basically, that's a lot. That's
see,
a lot
when Earl Cacago says there's a lot of sandwiches, okay, from you a know, business standpoint.
It's
okay.
About 1,000 sandwiches a day, and over 30% of Popeyes businesses is made up right now from these sandwiches alone.
Okay, so you bring up these stats here. Let's go once again to the great audience we have. Who stood in line for the Popeyes
anybody here
chicken
stood
sandwich?
In line for a Popeyes
this
sandwich?
This doesn't look like a Popeyes
hell
chicken sandwich
no,
crowd.
No, they don't want to. No.
This looks like a yes.
Oh, we got one.
And of course.
We got our sound guy, Kale.
Shout out to Kale, the sound guy. There's no more sound. That's it. Yeah. Great. So that really, that's the only. Wow. Like, I want to ask you something, Kale, but no, you need to stick to the base. Okay, but I don't get it. I just don't understand what's so great about you fry the chicken, you put it in the brioche bun, you put some mayo on it, pickle, and then it's supposed to like go. Everybody goes crazy. Everybody goes insane. I don't get it.
Yeah, man.
I mean, it's good. I don't know what makes it so like supreme. You know, like so like hype beast.
It's just the viral marketing. It's just genius viral marketing.
That's, yeah, that's what it's you all
know?
About.
You know,
that's what
so
it's all about.
This if Popeyes is smart, they're gonna make this like their McRib, and they're gonna not offer it all year round.
They need to cut it like soon. Yeah.
They're gonna cut it soon. Yeah, but then you know what? Like they have to take a 3-month break to get these sandwiches. Like how much steroid ass chicken did they need to buy in the 3 months?
That's a lot
to
of syringes,
bring this
bro.
Shit back.
Just get the syringe, squeeze them in. I don't know. It's bizarre.
This is some roided out chicken, man. I ain't eating it.
All right. Well, speaking of drugs and roids, what else? What are the news?
Well,
of
speaking
the week?
Of speaking of drugs, Chris Brown had a garage sale.
Yeah. Shout out Chris Brown.
Shout out Chris Brown. All right. So we got to know: is this genius or is this madness? All right. So he announced last week on IG that he's gonna have a garage sale at his Tarzana, California home, and he was gonna be basically selling Balenciaga, limited Air Force Ones, limited Nikes, Gucci, Supreme, Fendi, all laid out on tables outside of his house.
There we go, I like it.
As well as Chris Brown tour memorabilia for fractions of the price.
Former clothes of Rihanna, maybe.
600 people showed up.
Of course.
And it was a social media circus. LAPD showed up. Like,
of course they showed up. Dubai?
And then some people, check this out, got more than they bargained for. A woman posted on IG she bought a Supreme hoodie for $200 and found a bag of weed in the pocket.
Damn. Wow.
Hey!
See?
So that's door I mean, prices. Worth it right there.
All right,
so,
that's worth it right there.
So the press has gone out to Chris Brown asking where the proceeds of this garage sale are going. What is actually the purpose of this sale? Does he need money? Is this genius or madness? What is your thoughts on this? Like, I don't. He's not commented on this.
Publicity stunt. That's what it is.
Has
Chris Brown been in the news lately? Has anything happened involving Chris Brown that's been like positive? No. So, as a goodwill gesture for attention, something as kind of random as that, so he's going to get us to be like, kind of look, oh, kind of quirky, kind of odd, but it's not going to put him in a bad light.
How many people in the crowd would attend the Chris Brown garage sale if you were nearby? Raise a hand.
There we go. See, I'm telling you, who knows what you'll find there? Right?
Yo, yeah, exactly, man. Exactly. You probably resell all that shit.
Of course.
Like, so crazy.
Freeze, you still play the Chris Brown out in the nightclubs?
Disco? I know he beats women, but I mean, he makes some good music.
So Chris Brown, but Chris Brown isn't, Chris Brown isn't canceled, right?
He's not canceled. He's not R. Kelly, right? We're still playing Chris Brown in the club. We're not gonna be like.
But the conversation we were having in the GOAT conversation, the greatest of all time, male R&B singers in the last 30 years, is Chris Brown in that conversation?
He's got to be.
He's got to be, right?
He's got to be.
Usher.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't got much there. Because if we oust R. Kelly for male R&B singers in the last 30 years,
yeah.
I mean, what we got? Genuine. We got Keith Sweat. Neo. Trey Songz. You gotta come on, Frank Ocean. Come on, get out of here, man.
Once again, you see?
Come on, man.
Now you guys get why he's the controversial.
He got one good album, man. No, I go. I'd rather go Maxwell. Maxwell, maybe.
He says shit right. like that. See, it throws us off. It's great. It's really
how about Joe? How about Joe?
Joe.
Joe
I'll
is
go John Legend over Joe.
Joe. Go, you're going John Legend?
I'll go John Legend.
I'll
over
go John Legend. Okay, John Legend. But what about Joe, man? I'm just saying. All right.
What about Joe? It's like a sitcom or something.
But okay. We're just talking about Freeze.
Well, Freeze, what do you
Freeze
say here?
Is Chris I mean. Brown, you playing in the clubs, you playing for the kids. Is Chris Brown, they still feeling it?
I mean, you can't, I don't think you can say like the past 30 years. That's a huge range, bro. That's like freaking thousands of R&B singers, you know what I'm saying? But I still play his shit, you know what I'm saying? Like he makes some slaps, you know.
No, but 30 years, you gonna put him in the top?
Bro, 30, that's plenty years, bro. I'm 40. That's like more than half. Like, that's like you're talking like when I was 10 years old, bro. Like
10 years difference.
Who was I listening to at 10, bro?
So Freeze, what would be your top go-to Chris Brown song when you're
Yeah, that's what we want to know. Play it right now.
Depending on the time of the time you're playing, right? Depending prime time or what? What's the go-to song? What are you playing? Here we go. Play on, bro. Rap.
Oh, shit. Here we go.
Bro, all day.
Bro, this song slaps. What you mean?
Yeah, yeah, it's hot.
But it's a kidding song, though.
Freeze will be catch Freeze at House Supper Club on Saturday night. You still there, Freeze? Wait. Are you still there?
House Supper Club,
Saturday, like at midnight or something. Yeah, all right. He'll play this for you.
And I can I can still say Freeze plays for the kids because... These kids are 20 years younger than me, man. I can call them kids.
They are younger than that. They are young adults, kids.
Young adults,
they can
right.
drink alcohol.
There we go. Yep,
shots.
That's right. Brown and Coke. That's right.
But you know, hey, Chris Brown, in the last 2 years, released over 100 songs.
Right.
Do you know that?
I did not know
100
that.
100 songs. He had Indigo that was released this year. 42 song album.
Well,
42 song. Is he Tupac? Is he gonna die
soon?
That's
right. I forgot about that. He did the 42 song album. That's
and
right.
And then he released the heartbeat wow. the heartbeat album last year. That's 45 songs.
Shout out to all the suckers like the rappers now like putting out like 5 songs like 2 minutes each.
Cocaine you know, is like, a hell of a drug.
All the little Yachty's guys running around, right?
Shout out cocaine.
Right. Go figure. Cocaine's a hell of a drug. So.
if you got a guy right now, hey, we talk about guys
yes,
releasing 15-minute albums,
go
right?
Ahead and throw it back.
Right? We got talk about guys releasing 15-minute albums, 9 yeah. songs, they're yeah. minute songs. This guy's doing some shit right here.
Good for him. He's selling shit, doing some shit, smoking some shit. All right. What have we got next? Let's
all right.
go.
So, moving on, speaking of online hype beast food, we talked about earlier, Pringles introduced its turducken. Have you guys heard of this? Pringles turducken kits.
So for the people that don't know what a turducken is, it is the duck. It's you stuff them into the chicken.
Stuffed into a turkey. That is right.
Jam it in and you stick it in there.
Pringles introduced this turducken kit, which basically came with separate individual packets of turkey flavor, chicken flavor, and duck flavor Pringles that you stack on top of each other to create turducken flavor.
All right. Okay, shout out appetizers. Once again, okay.
So you stack these chips, and that's what you get the turkey. It sold for $15.99 a kit. They sold out
a
in
kit.
2 hours.
It's a kit.
They call it a turducken kit. That's what they called it.
We got a bunch of the nerds, right? They're rejoicing because they got Disney Plus. They're in their basement
they
right
got
now.
Turducken
they don't have a job.
Kits.
They got turducken chips. They're going to be eating there, masturbating, drinking Powerade, doing all this kind of shit. Bless them all.
So now we know what social awkwardness stuffed into sexual frustration, stuffed into
it's
sadness
connected.
Tastes like.
Right? It leads to turducken Pringles. Sexual frustration, socially awkwardness, checking out on life, trying to go back to school, go back KCC. Leads to this.
There's salt and tears, right?
Right. Correct.
Why everyone got to be masturbating?
Correct. Because that's what they do, Freeze. I'm sorry. They have nothing to do, really.
Freeze was like, all I had was my hand and a tissue.
I'm sorry, Freeze.
Yo, come on.
Once again.
Let me live.
That's a Chris Brown song, isn't it?
Let me live. No? Yeah, let me live. All right. I got is my hand and a tissue.
All.
I think that's a Chris Brown song.
That probably is. All right. What else? Let's go.
Thanksgiving is next week. Didn't we drop some Thanksgiving surveys?
We had some Thanksgiving surveys on the IG story.
We also want a show of hands in the crowd here for these Thanksgiving surveys.
Yes, let's get the survey going. Let's go to our social media director.
Is he here? Yeah? Sit down.
There he is.
Okay, so we take a look at the IG story. That's what the kids, they love to do that. And then check that out to see the surveys of what we had. Okay, right. So number one, Thanksgiving,
so
more
guys,
about the side dishes.
Is Thanksgiving more about the side dishes or the main courses? Oh.
People love the sides.
81%.
81% got the sides. Oh, yeah, so I have to agree. I'm a sides.
Better stuffing, stovetop, or homemade stuffing?
So stovetop stuffing or homemade stuffing?
Stovetop, cuz.
Neither for me.
What one? 50, right, only 56. Stovetop made a run. People like,
local people like stovetop. They like simple.
Don't mess with the comfort
Idaho
food.
Idaho and potato. You get the box potato and you get the stovetop.
Don't mess with the comfort food. Life. All right. What do you choose? Gun to your head. Turkey or ham?
Who won
the
turkey?
What are you guys picking?
Ham,
turkey or ham? You got to pick. Oh, it seems split. What won? 52% ham won.
That's right. I'm a ham. Kind of guy.
Right. Huh.
There's a pun.
What was the next one? Chicken sandwich or turkey? If you had to choose between the
on
two.
On Thursday? You want to eat this shit?
Chicken sandwich or turkey, guys?
Turkey sandwich.
It seems split.
Turkey sandwich. Almost 69%.
I don't agree.
Someone vote now on your phone to get it to 69%.
Oh my God.
But see, people want this kind of stuff. You know, this hype beast shit.
All right. And the last one was, do you actually eat cranberry sauce? Do you guys actually eat cranberry sauce?
No.
So what? 48%. Wow, that was right on the line.
That's very close.
Right on the line.
Why is that the case? A lot of liars. A lot of liars.
Well, Aaron, there was one survey that you sent to me that I thought was really interesting. And we could bring it up for Thanksgiving, right? Because then a recent study has shown that crying actually helps you burn calories and lose weight, especially in the hours between 7 and 9 p.m. in the evening, which is perfect for right after Thanksgiving dinner.
It's so perfect for right now because we're recording right now at 9 o'clock.
Is it
7 to 9 or 7
look
to 10?
Look at this.
You guys got an hour, right? You want to cry
You're burning the most calories while crying during 6
now.
And 9 p.m. So we highly recommend it. And if you're listening to this show.
I cry when I listen to this show. Playing this back in the car, I'm crying, okay? All hours, all right? So I don't know what else to tell you. So this was did you read this article? They tried to justify it.
Yes, they tried to justify it.
Because they're talking about like the effort that you put in certain type of crying.
Right.
Is going to justify the calories burned.
Right.
So you have a deep cry.
Like hard gut crying.
If you have a gut cry,
you're
going to
get
gut
ab crying where you're like hunched
over.
You got
to do that. Right. You can't just you can't make just tears and then go. You can't do that. You got to go really hard into it. And I don't know what's going to take. So
you got to go ugly crying. Like ugly crying.
When's the last time you
like
cried?
Your mama left you at home and you're 5 years old crying. Like.
Oh, that's a. Oh, oh. When's the last time you cried, Sky?
Yesterday.
As did I before I got here. I'm just saying. Freeze, are you? Did you cry recently, Freeze?
Oh, yeah. Is there any other kind of crying than hard crying? What
there's
mean?
Tearing.
Yeah, all day. No, you just go. You go in, bro.
I'm definitely giving you this chicken sandwich. Okay, yes. But then that was the whole gimmick of the whole thing. People into crying in the crowd here. We got to. How's that survey question? Who's crying? I'm just saying that.
Who's crying right now?
It's crying. It's crying. It's healthy.
We're just going to recommend that for everybody. Fine. Eat a Thanksgiving meal and then just get a good hard cry.
There you go. Yeah. Is that the end of these?
Yeah. And I like that you're recommending it as a fitness guy.
I'm not recommending it as a personal trainer. I like how they're trying. I'm not justifying anything. But I'm just saying I think it's healthy to cry. I think it shows your sensitive side. I mean, plus, you know, guys aren't macho anymore in 2019 anyway. So you might as well have all these guys running around in tight blouses and pants and walking around and just start crying.
Hey,
might as
well.
The little yachty's running around.
You know what help a grown man cry?
There we go.
Disney Plus.
So with that, let's take a break. we'll end with that. I forgot that before we go to break, let's shout out the Highbrow Room. The establishment. Give it up to the Lord Flores. The Highbrow Room, which we're all here. Aloha Beer Company down there. Sakai and Company, Ooh. LMC Media. We got Chambers Wine. You know something
Thank
about
you.
That, Sky?
Yep.
And we're going to be back. We got Just Bone is here. We're going to talk to him.
That's right.
Finally. Woo! And we got a lot of demonstrations. We have Demonstration 2.0. Rucka is back.
Rucka's back.
He is back. Who knows what he's going to make?
We got Technique in the house.
DJ Technique is here. We got him on the call. Yes.
Woo!
In the clutch. So we'll take a break. Sleep time's over.
Look, bitch, I'm a star. I got these niggas wishing. He say he hungry, this pussy the kitchen. Yeah, that's my doubt. He gonna sit down and listen. Call him a trick and he don't get a holler. Bitch, I'm a star. I got these niggas wishing. He say he hungry, this pussy the kitchen. Yeah, that's my doubt. He gonna sit down and listen. Call him a trick and he don't get a holler.
Sleep time's over. We'll be right back.
Yes, there we are. We are back. Once again, Sleep Time's Over is back. And
it's a hot jam right here.
Freeze, what you got playing here? Our music director, DJ Freeze.
It's a 21 Savage, you know, ass and titties, you know. Just some family
fun. Of course.
Did he get deported?
He got deported?
I thought
21 Savage got deported?
I mean, I thought he got deported.
Not before he made this track called ass
That's
and
a
titties.
Hot jam, man.
Good one line.
No,
there,
that shit slaps, please. Though. That shit slaps hard.
That's a hot jam, man.
Ass and titties all day. That's right. That's what it's all about. So a couple of news and notes before we take a break here. We got the week break.
Right.
We're going to be back December 3rd.
That's right.
And that's going to be a fun one. We're going to have I don't know if he's still the champion. I think he lost the title of Oos Wrestling. Kaimana will be here.
Kaimana's going to be here. Yes.
And he's going to challenge. We're going to have the continuation of our the wrestling trivia. A wrestling trivia champion, as you know, is a friend of the show. Qualify. He's going to be on here for the 69th time because he's going to challenge Kaimana. To wrestling trivia.
That should be fun, man.
And the winner will get, I don't know, a chicken sandwich. And then we're going to have Kaimana on. And then we're going to have a music guest. Then we're going to have a surprise musical.
Surprise?
Performer.
Wow.
It basically means I haven't gotten anybody yet. And then we're going to be back with the Christmas show.
Yep.
December 17th. And that is going to be right now where I, usually at the end of the year, I sing a song.
Good Lord.
Yes, right. It's going to be the third one, but I'll be joined for the first time a duet with Mr. Robert Casimiro.
Whoa!
So we're going to sing, and who knows what song we're going to choose to sing together. So that's the Christmas show, and then, of course, we went to January. We have the tribute to Harry's Hardware show. We're going to do the show live at Harry's Hardware.
We're going
to
protest HPD.
We're going to protest credit unions, banks.
If you guys don't know the story, HPD is closing down Biden Jigger and Jimbo's. Because the HPD credit union is moving into that parking lot. So they're moving those guys all out of there. So everybody got to go by April next year.
Yep. So we're doing the final show at Harry's. We're doing the final show at Pine and Jigger. We're going to do it. And we're going to do the show while people are actually, while it's actually open. Not like how we do it.
That's going to be awkward.
So who knows who's going to walk in and it's some kind of bullshit. So we have that one. And let's get right to it. Because this is a man I wanted to have on the show for quite some time.
That's right.
He's got all kind of commentary. So he is the host of the Got Rice show on K2H. And that is Wednesday nights going into Thursday morning. Right, Gus? Yeah, okay. Where is he at? I can't even see with these lights. But let's just bring him on in before something else happens. Just Bone, let's go.
Woo!
Yeah, Bone!
Here we go.
I have a seat there. Here we are. What's up, man?
Hey, what's up, man? How's it going?
Finally got you on here.
Yeah, we've been talking about this for a few months
now.
Maybe years, in fact.
I think so, yeah. So you quit your job to show up.
Pretty much.
That's great.
Yeah,
just
to screw it. Screw it. Just gonna.
Dedication is what it's just called.
Didn't want to like scramble here. I was like, screw it. Done. Need to be here.
It's an honor, sir.
Sleep
Thank you.
Time's over. Come on.
Exactly right. Don't sleep in now. So what you been up to? I know. We'll talk about just this past weekend.
Yeah. So this past Friday, we had a Dumbfounded DJ Zoe down at Next Door.
Yep.
Big up to Next Door and the homies over there, and of course Dumbfounded and DJ Zoe. Good times, real quick promotion, but you know, it's a good time. Had a good crowd, really good show actually, really good show. Dumb actually said it was his best show in Hawaii, so he had a really good time.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and then they did. Zoe DJed House and District that Saturday with Dumb hosting.
Yeah.
So that's the main reason why they're here, but they wanted a show too, so we got it on Friday. So we pretty much went in this weekend. Fun weekend.
You're a busy guy, man. You always got promotions, and you got your radio. How long has the show been on the air?
Well, fine. Since it's Sleep Time's Over, I got it. Full disclosure, 1999. I've been on air since 99. The show itself, around 02-03, but I've been on KQH since 99. Big ups to KQH, by the way, for continuing to let me be there. So thank God.
That leads to my next question. Mm-hmm. How is this possible?
How are
you doing this?
I am what they consider a community member now, alumni member.
Okay.
So, like, they basically, it's kind of my job where I kind of take it upon myself to, like, teach new DJs, whatever.
Okay.
Or, you know, I make myself available to them. They've been nice enough to, you know, let me stay there.
Smart strategy. So I'm happy. They kicked Cabot off years ago.
Yeah,
so, yeah.
Well,
so
that's a different regime. Every 2 years, year or two, they have a different regime. GM, yeah. PD, and, you know, thank God we have some good ones right now, really pushing the station forward. So, you know, good stuff right now. Good stuff at K2H. 50th anniversary, in fact. So.
Right, that's right. And you've had many great guests on the show through the years. Like, who have you had in the past?
So, funny story. First guest ever.
Yep.
Aloe Black.
Nice.
Aloe Black. Random. Just totally random. Came on the show. Did a pre-recorded interview. I got to find that thing. Because this is back when he was a rapper. You know, he wasn't even singing.
That was like Eminem days, right?
Yeah, Eminem days. Yeah. So, Eminem came out here for a show. And, he was... Tell you the truth, he's kind of a dick, but he was kind of up there. But he was cool. No, like, it was cool, you know. But he was kind of like, it was my first interview. I was kind of, you know, but still, you know.
Right, for that being your first interview.
But, you know, at the time, he's still an underground rapper at the time, you know. So, but yeah, he kind of blew up since then.
Right.
So, hey, because Aloe Black,
that's
man,
crazy. Right? We never saw that. We didn't really see that coming. Because no, Eminem was like, cool, right? And then it blew up.
And he starts singing. It's like, what?
Yeah, right. Like, I need money song, right?
Right?
Was like the
we never
one,
saw
right?
that coming.
Yeah.
I was
no.
tripping.
That
I'm
was
like,
crazy.
Wait, what? You sing?
Yeah.
Like, nope. I dig Eminem, though. I'm a big Eminem fan back in the day. So,
right.
Yeah,
that was
nice.
That was when they kind of peaked for us as fans was 99, so that was good. Mm. And then you also had you had Marley Marr on there?
Excuse me?
Did you have Marley Marr, the producer? Or
yes, actually.
Yeah,
a few years ago. Shout out to
Juice Crew.
Shout out to
Soulgasm.
Soulgasm brought him out.
Oh, or we nice. Had, shout
Soulgasm
out Leanne.
Was kind of the link. Yeah. We did with Soulgasm. Yeah, Marley Marr.
Wow.
So it was like, you know, like, come on now. He's a legend. I was like, we need to get this guy out here. We need to get him on. So he's cool guy, man.
Cool
super
guy.
Nice dude. So because. There's Marley Marr, man.
Wow, because that's old foot.
That's hip-hop. Major.
That's
Scott,
that's
you're
like you're getting, he's getting shouted out by Notorious B.I.G., you know? So, like, on his first track.
Right.
So that was way back, and then he's way back, you know? So, damn, that's legendary status.
Yeah, that's Juice Crew. That's crazy stuff.
I'm the biggest Juice Crew fan, so I was going crazy. Aaron is like, I'm too old to listen to that, but I still love all that. Master Ace, Kool G Rap.
Hey, Master Ace.
Kane. Kane, all those guys.
Right. Yeah, okay.
Like, love it all, great. Man. Sorry.
That's right.
Yeah. Nice shirt, by the way. Jeez.
Thank you.
Oh, don't encourage him.
Freestyle fellowship.
Don't encourage. He's got a Marley Marr shirt somewhere. You know, December 3rd. So through the years, I mean, from 99 to now, you've seen everything change. Everything changed a lot from the culture of hip-hop, from hip-hop in general. What did you see through all of this time that was the one moment that was like, wow, things have really evolved to this, or things have evolved to this in a good way.
In a good way or bad way? Yes.
I think we may go both. Let's try. What about a good way? What do you think of evolution?
Good question, man. I think like the internet. Definitely, the internet was that thing that put everybody out. You know, like it made it so that you know everybody had a chance in a way.
Yeah.
In a way, but also what that did too was it made a lot of shit come out.
Yeah.
So it was hard to, you got to sift through all that.
Right.
And I would say, like, you know, I hate saying it because, you know, you sound old and you say, oh, and these new rappers, blah, 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 you know. But I always said there's always good hip hop. There's always been good hip hop and there's always been shitty hip hop.
Yeah.
But the thing is, you just got to sift through and you got to find it, you know.
Right.
So that's all it is. Even now, there's a lot of good MCs out there. But you just got to kind of, you know, look through and find it.
Right. Just so much stuff comes out.
Right.
Weekly.
Right. Now it's
hard to keep
especially
up.
On the internet, you know.
Right.
So, you know, thank God I have good friends that are DJs that, you know, kind of keep me in their loop too, you know, and just a lot of times we're just riding in cars and, you know, listening to good music. So, you know, it's a great thing.
Right. I mean, when you started, I guess late 99 would be the time of the independent hip hop where you'd have the Ruckus Records and you'd have the Stones Throws and you had that kind of scene where like there was a ton of artists then. Internet was still there. That then broke off to a lot of them kind of just went down. Or just didn't continue on. Mm. And then you had the birth of all of the Littles. And then you had the birth of
the
2 minute songs. When did you, in the years, notice that it was headed there, like little by little, and you were like, oh shit, Well, was there a time?
Okay, so what kind of really made me look at it more was like when, so I you know, I put on a lot of local MCs and stuff like that. So when I start seeing a lot of the local MCs and their styles change, like then I start seeing like, okay, that's the trend now. That's the way guys are going. That's the way they're rapping right now. That's the beats they're on. So, you know, yeah, it's kind of from that a lot of times. And, you know, slowly it's getting there. But like I said, you know, some guys are really good at it. Some guys are excellent at that type of style, you know, and hey, more props to them. If they can break out, hey, go for it, man. But, hey, you know, deep down inside, I still want that lyrics, you know, that lyrics and that boom bap.
You still need
all
the
that,
depth. You still need all
definitely.
That.
Definitely.
That led to, when did you have your first events?
I think, okay, so way back, there was a spot called on Alakea. It's gone now. I was with Creed, me and Creed Chameleon. Actually used to hang out there a lot. Daniel Gray used to manage that spot.
Oh, shout out.
It was Players, and then it turned into something else. I forget what it's called. But anyways, so we started the show there. We did like a Thursday there randomly, and it didn't do much. It was okay.
Okay.
And then from there, maybe like a year or two later, I was with Pat at Tropics Cafe in Ward. And I used to hang out there a lot, eat, drink, you know, just have a good time there. And Pat was a hip-hop head. All the workers there, all hip-hop heads. Yep. They all like hip-hop. But their Tuesdays, their Thursdays, their whole weekdays, all lit. Like, dope. Like, live music, live reggae. Their weekends was a bunch of old people singing karaoke and be done by 10. So it was a trip. I was like, what the fuck? So so basically I talked to Pat and I was like, so that era, you got to realize that era was kind of like, right when Cavett stopped doing shows, so me, Stu from Audible Lab Rats, DJ Revise, we were actually like hanging out at a warehouse at our homie DJ Bear, Big Bear's warehouse, and playing music there and just kind of messing around and just drinking there and having a good time, like because we didn't really have much hip hop at the time, I guess, like event wise.
Because Cavett
kind of finished his thing.
You had the Jamal events with him. Yeah, you didn't have that.
So it was like a lull, like for a good year or two. And we didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
So finally I talked to Pat. I was like, yo, man, maybe like once a month, let's get something going. And it created Hip Hop at the Trops.
Right.
And it's been fun since, you know.
Right.
Tropic's been a big supporter. We don't do much events there now, mostly DJs and things. But, you know, we're trying to get it back.
Yeah.
Shout out to Pat and Tropics, man.
What year did that start?
That was about... 07, I think. I think it was 07, around there. Around there. 2007, and then they closed for a while, and then, you know, they moved, and, you know, we had multiple shows at other places, Edge Bar.
Right.
We had a Chinatown show. I'm still doing Dragon every last Saturday of the month. Now we're doing Hawaiian Brian's every first Saturday.
Right.
So, yeah, so a bunch of shows still.
When did Hawaiian Brian's, like, first take off as far as a venue? Because back in the 90s, it wasn't, and then it turned into the thing. When did you see that?
I can give you a date. So, 2012, I did a Got Rice Fest. We brought down AC Alone.
Hey.
Peace out, Belgium.
We did,
there was a battle. We did a battle, too. I forget who it was. But it was the Got Rice Fest 2012. Okay. And that was at Hawaiian Brian's.
Yeah.
They had a temporary stage in the back of all the damn...
The pool tables.
Yeah. It was a temporary stage. They didn't even have walls. It was like dead curtains around. So people were like peeking in and shit, checking out the show. But yeah, it was cool. But that was back in 2012. So around 2011, 2012, they started doing stuff. And then they really went in when Lee came to help his dad out. Lee's the son of the owner. And so they really renovated everything, made it into a 3-venue club, basically, on top of the pool tables. So, yeah, man, shout out to Hawaiian Brian's, man. They're big supporters of all kinds of music around here. So
ever since,
love those guys, man. Those guys are awesome.
Yeah. Of all the different time periods that you've had your show, what was your favorite time period? From 99 to basically it's 20 years.
Yeah, 20 years, man.
In the 20 years, what was your favorite?
Actually, I wanted to throw a big party, but we haven't figured it out yet. So it's coming. It's coming.
You are going to do it the 20
year. We're trying to do a 20 year party somehow, some way. But
when's the exact, you know, the exact date?
We had a date. What was the anniversary date?
Do you remember that?
November, December time. Oh, okay. Kind of, you know.
Okay.
But I had something planned with Hawaiian Brian's, but fortunately for them, Ed Kennedy's came up on the 23rd. So I was like, you know what? Take the date. I don't care. Give you time.
Yeah.
It's Ed Kennedy's, man. You guys have Ed Kennedy's there. That's awesome. But yeah, so we actually had a that date going, but we'll figure it out again. We have time. I don't care. Like,
well, who would be your dream person to bring down?
You know what? I really don't know now anymore. I had Dom here recently. Love to bring down Yox again. You have the Yox again. Those guys are homies. My dream, like, to promote show would be like, well, okay, let me kind of, I guess I announced something right now. January 10th, it's kind of booked, kind of, we got Grouch and Murs coming out next year.
Oh, there you go.
January 10th.
There you
go. It is Grouch's Xmas show, Christmas show.
Yeah.
So, but this year he's with Murs now. And they have, they have a group called Catch These Hands, I believe, or something.
Yeah.
So what's dope is that it's being changed. It used to be called How the Grouch Stole Christmas to How the Grouch Stole Xmas.
Nice.
So January 10th, I believe, is the day we're doing down at Next Door.
Oh, heard it here.
Nothing. It's not totally finalized yet, but it's pretty much going to be there.
Okay. And you did hear it.
Just got to text that dude and say yes.
Now, dream show would be Living Legends. Yes. We get Living Legends back.
We had,
I mean, getting them back. I mean,
getting them back here. Yeah, that'd be dope again. Man.
That'd be awesome. Or Hyro. Yeah.
Wait, do we have Hyro?
Hyro came down.
Living Legends came down, but Murs didn't make it to LA.
Yes. I was there because
we were all waiting for Murs, and we realized that Murs wasn't there. It was kind of let the air out of
it. It wasn't the same. Then, he's like the method man of that group.
It was a good reason. He had a kid. So.
Yeah.
First kid.
We can't fault him on that.
All right, fine, Murs. You don't need to call.
He's the funnest guy, though.
He's a cool dude. Very cool.
Very, very cool guy.
Super underrated. Underrated, very underappreciated.
Actually, you know what? MC. Come check that. You know, now that you mentioned that, my dream show would be Slug and Murs. Actually, Slug and Murs.
Murs
would be dope. I was trying to make it happen with Murs
to do like a full felt.
Yes,
like the full felt.
That would be amazing.
That would be sick, man.
It's all up to Slug though. Murs is like, man, let Slug know he's the busy one.
Yeah, because Atmosphere is still coming and selling out crazy shows here.
Right? It's crazy, dude. They get a lot of
Hawaii love over here.
When was Slug down? Was Slug ever down here?
Huh?
When was Slug down?
Did he Atmosphere come? Was here last year?
With Atmosphere.
Slug, Atmosphere.
It's him and DJ.
He's here like at least once a year.
When was Atmosphere down? This was like last year?
Last year, man.
That's when Republic, everybody's there. Yeah.
I asked you to go and you roll your eyes.
I'm tired, okay? I'm old. In fact,
they sold out two shows, I believe. Two shows.
They sold out two nights at Republic.
Yes.
The show starts at 11 o'clock at night. I can't be doing that. Stay home watching Disney. Sorry. So
Mandalorian, baby.
That's
what
I'm saying, man. So you're a big Star Wars fan.
Yes, I am.
What's your take on The Mandalorian?
Okay, so
no spoiler.
I've been enjoying it, actually.
Okay,
I've really been enjoying it. Kind of like the angle they're doing. Dave Filoni, he's amazing. The guy really is a Star Wars geek, and he loves what he does. Yeah. So, hey, man.
He did the Rebels, right?
Like, so when it first started off, you know, it was a cartoon. I was like, whatever. Started getting into it more and more. I was like, dude, this is
the plot goes crazy deep.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It goes.
And they brought Thrawn out,
the,
you know, and yeah, all it, that, the whole nine.
They do it all.
Damn, this is sick. You know. So
I mean, two episodes in, we're already kind of sold. So that's never really happened for any type of thing. It's only like 60 minutes of content because there's 30 minutes or so.
It's barely 30 minutes.
Right.
Man. It's like 30, 45.
They got something to figure out. So
they got it.
Rise of Skywalker. Now,
very excited.
You are excited.
Extremely excited.
So when the credits roll at the end of the movie, can you safely say that you will be okay with that movie?
Okay. I gotta see it first.
Star Wars fans are gonna be pissed off every moment of the day, hour.
I'm not a real, real angry Star Wars fan.
Okay.
But
that's good.
But The Last Jedi sucked.
There we go.
The Last Jedi sucked.
And I will stand on any platform and say that forever.
We've had people say that on the show before, but they never really gone into detail of why. I would love to hear.
Because
like three bullet points of why it's
okay. Because think about it, man. They didn't stick to the program. Homie said, "All right. I'm gonna take this story and I'm gonna go swerve this way." He basically changed the whole thing.
Yeah.
For no reason other than being a selfish, I guess. I don't know.
Mm.
I really don't know why. But yeah, that's my big argument about it. Like he. There's a trilogy for a reason. There's a trilogy
Correct.
For a reason.
Right.
And, you know, the first story or the first movie starts it off. The second movie kind of continues. Third, you wrap it up.
Okay, so were you a fan of Force Awakens?
Yes, I was.
You were okay
I was
that.
Actually okay with okay. it. I really enjoyed it. I thought it was fun. I thought
and
it was a fun movie.
When Flying Leia came out, you were just...
Oh, I was over. No, Mary Poppins killed me, right. dog. Mary Poppins, man. Right. I was like, no.
You
no.
see, she put the hand out and then do the
no.
full blood.
No,
okay.
I was like, oh, hell no.
I figured like, that I was sitting pissed there, off like, everyone.
I was sitting here like, yo... If she dies this way, that's fine. And then all of a sudden she flies. I'm like, no way.
We all thought she was going to die, right?
I was like, excited. I was like, okay,
everyone's seen
fine.
It. We can spoil this. But yes, we all thought she was going to die. Right. And then she flies. No, and then, I got to say.
Okay. How are you going to do that to Admiral Akbar? Come on now.
Right.
It's a trap. Come on, dude. It's the biggest up. Meme ever. Hey. Biggest meme ever. Come on.
Hey, everyone
biggest
crying.
Star Wars meme.
Talk
Come
about
on.
Crying. Admiral Akbar getting blown out. I mean, I got to say, yeah.
Nothing.
That was sad.
No, yeah, right? That was sad. Well, I was like, dude, come on now.
Han Solo never got a funeral either. Yeah, so,
well,
no, yeah. everybody
well,
did.
His son killed him. Come on now.
Yeah.
Sorry, spoilers. Spoilers. My bad.
Okay, so we're going to hold true. Rise of Skywalker.
Yes.
You're going
to
be.
I'm excited. I think it was a really good idea for Palpatine, for them to bring back Palpatine.
Yeah.
They basically screwed. You know, they killed. Dude, they killed. What's his name? They killed.
Luke.
No, they killed the main bad guy.
Oh, Snoke.
They killed Snoke. I'm like. All right, so who's going to be the next bad guy? So you know, they're going to take a whole movie to build another bad guy? No, but they got Palpatine. That was smart.
Okay, we'll bring him
back
in there.
That was smart.
Okay.
That was smart. Good move. So I trust JJ. I hope JJ does it right, but I think he will.
So you heard about the rumors of how they had to rewrite the ending.
I've been hearing rumors.
And you all these kind of...
I've been hearing rumors.
See you the Star Wars show.
I trust JJ. I trust JJ.
Bringing back George Lucas
and
to save
JJ,
the day.
I trust, man. All right,
okay.
He did episode 7 right. I think... LTJ was terrible. Just Rise of Skywalker. I'm excited.
Cool.
I'm
excited. Be
I
want
to
like,
see something happen.
George
happen.
Lucas ain't right. saving shit. He made three shitty.
Well, right.
He made three of the shittiest
Everybody
Star
hated
Wars
the
movies.
Special editions. Everybody hated George Lucas putting thousands
I
of TIE
kid.
Fighters,
tell you
putting
truth.
CGI
tell you
monsters
truth.
Everywhere.
Tell you truth. All that. I was okay
Darth
with it.
Darth Vader going, no, nobody wants
tell
to
say truth. I was okay with it. I was okay with all that. I didn't care. Like
okay?
I was very happy.
Attack of the Clones is
okay
the, not the worst
of the
Star Wars movie, man.
I enjoyed that.
Phantom Menace.
Phantom Menace
that's the
is
one. Do you
garbage.
Like Phantom Menace or you don't like Phantom
okay,
Menace?
So I enjoy it as a movie. It's not like my top Star Wars movie, but I do just, you know, I'll watch it. I'll watch it.
So are you saying of all the current Star Wars films, Last Jedi is the worst Star Wars?
That has been...
Worse than Phantom Menace?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. I'll stand on my pedestal
hurt
and say
my heart
that
right now.
All day. Because, no, they swerved. They swerved. They changed everything.
Okay, so because
they
of the
swerved,
because
they,
of the
they
swerve,
screwed it all
and
up.
He threw off the whole JJ.
They screwed everything.
He, that was the J, thing.
Basically,
the
story
it.
Came out. JJ gave him an outline. He was like, yo, look, this is kind of the outline we're
I get what
with.
You're saying, right?
Here you
and
go.
Then,
yo, and then he's like, yeah, nah, fuck that.
Right.
That's exactly what he did. I'm like, no, right. That's messed up, man. How are you going to do that?
That's worse than Jar Jar?
Yeah.
Wow.
Worse than Jar Jar.
Aaron, you know we gotta get Just Bone on for the Star Wars recap.
Oh, you need. I want
to
be here for that.
I
want
to get into
it for that.
Because we're not gonna do it right now. We'll get into it later.
No, because the cross checked out at this point.
So. I'm a Last Jedi defender. I am.
What?
I am. But we're gonna go into it tonight. We're not gonna go into it tonight. But yeah.
So
we can. But yes, we're gonna do a little
save
the
booze.
Movie.
Nice. Yeah.
Awesome, are you going awesome. Opening night or when are you going?
I'm planning to. Really? I'm hoping they have a marathon again. I'll do it again.
They are right. Are they?
I hope.
Marathon?
Hey, if they do, I'm done. I'm doing
you're,
it again.
You're done.
I did it when Force Awakens came out. I
you did the whole thing.
Yeah. So check this out. So Wednesday night, I have my show.
Yeah.
12 to 3.
Right.
Did my radio show. The thing starts at 4 a.m. Did my radio show, went to Long's, bought a bunch of snacks, went straight to Ward.
And, Jesus.
And
that's hardcore.
And stayed and watched.
Caffeine all day.
Okay,
all
right. Yeah, it was fun. I loved it, man. It was such a good time.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
I'll do it again.
Cocaine and Monsters.
Shout out workouts.
And snort all day long.
Shout out Gums. All right. Shout out Gums. Shout out workouts.
Shout out Chris Brown.
Chris Brown.
100 songs in a year.
He'll be there. Hey. He'll be at the opening night. He'll be there. Wow. So there is a marathon, right? Don't they do like a Ward Theater?
They are going to do it. Okay.
But why wouldn't Consolidate do it? Because it's a huge moneymaker.
Yeah, they're going to do it. So
I remember last time it kind of came out late. Like I bought tickets like the day before it happened something.
It's
so I'm kind of waiting.
Packed,
I'm just waiting.
They still pack it out though.
Yeah. So,
you got time. December 20, right? Get the cocaine ready, Monster.
Man, I got Disney. I got Disney Plus. You watch that shit 4K.
You can watch. You can rewatch them at home. You could just rewatch them at home. Maybe you want
just
to
watch
you
it at home
part.
In 4K.
You get the turducken Pringles. You get the cocaine.
Yeah,
that's all you gotta do.
Eat Pringles, turducken,
right? Cry,
chips.
You know.
Lose some weight.
Last Jedi between 7 and 10.
Lose some weight.
And
then it's all good.
20
all
pounds
good.
Gone. Yeah. Just ideas.
So, you know, it's so funny because like I'm like the biggest anti-cocaine guy ever, but still good shit. That's hilarious. Dude. I crack up on it.
Whatever it takes for get ready for marathons. So before you leave, as for the people that don't know, every guest gets a parting gift.
Oh,
from
nice.
From the gentleman. He is a sommelier,
that's right.
As we know. So
we'll give it to you,
Scott. Let's talk about the party.
We got wine pairings with Thanksgiving. So I'm gonna give you a bottle of Block 9 Pinot Noir from our man Mike O'Connell over at Block 9 Wines. So this is paired up with your turkey or your ham or whatever you choose to eat or not to eat during Thanksgiving. So
thank you, man. Appreciate it.
So, I'll give it to you after.
Yes.
Awesome. Thank you.
So let's go take a break here once again, everyone. Woo! Just Bone is here. How about it? Let's take a break. All right, the demos continue. DJ Technique is here.
Hey.
He made it. Yes. Thank you, brother. Coming in the clutch. Because I just recently found out the Red Bull event that's taking place this Saturday.
Yeah?
And
next door.
So what is that? Is it a competition or what?
It's a showcase.
Okay.
So I guess Compose, he hand-selected guys to enter this thing.
Oh,
well,
so
not enter, but like to showcase. Because the three-style finals are coming out.
Right.
So in honor of that,
got
it. Yeah, they approached him.
Oh, he's, got it. Yeah, because he won, right? Whatever.
Yeah, he won twice.
Shout out DJ Compose. So yeah. So
it didn't come off right.
Yeah. I was like, Jay, you like come on? I do because I have to work on my routine. Shut up, routine.
Me too.
Well, okay, but still, but despite all that, because see, you're calm and cool because despite it, you still stuck it out to join us.
Yes.
Here at the Highbrow Room tonight.
Breaking my cherry.
Right. It works. It continues on with the sexual talk. So for someone that hasn't been to the Red Bull, what goes on? What's the competition?
It's pretty much 15 minutes of your best set, most creative set. The reason why it's called three styles is because you just got to play three different genres of music, pretty right. much. But then they started throwing in the turntableist element and... some other stuff. I mean, it's all regional. So if you're playing in Spain, I mean, you got to play some Spanish stuff. And,
right.
You know?
Right.
It's pretty much what it is.
And for 15 minutes.
Yeah, 15-minute set.
So what goes in your mind as you're trying to put together a 15-minute set where you're going to have to go in and out of a lot of stuff? Like how... What's your building blocks of this?
Well, just make sure your transitions are tight.
Yeah.
I mean... always watch what's the new trend. Like the trend before was tone play, which is where you take parts of one song and you try to play the melody of another song that's mixing in. I'm pretty much going to do that. I mean, that's pretty much played out already. So they're kind of looking for the next step in, the next to go.
Yeah.
The next creative thing. But
what do you think is the next one?
I have no idea. Rapping probably. I don't know.
Oh, back to
right,
rapping.
Right now they're playing pads, right? They're pretty much just playing beats on there.
Right.
I mean, that's not really DJing.
Yeah. What's your take on that? Because like... You know, you came up the right way. You came up with the vinyl. You came up with records. Then we had this thing called Serato, which is the computer program that you can... Your evolution of seeing that and seeing what it is today, what's your...
Well, you know, it took me forever to get on Serato.
Right.
Remember you were playing before, you're like, you still playing on vinyl?
Yeah, this guy, okay. Little story. I'd be like... I think this was like Living Room back in the day.
Living Room.
And I played till like 2... And I never really knew who the 2 a.m. person to take over because I wanted to get the hell out of there because I'm tired. And in comes this gentleman, still with the records. Amazing. And you still had it. This was like 2004, 2005
or
something.
Gotta be something like that, yeah.
So we all were just doing the computer already, but you still held true to... When did you finally get it?
I'm not sure. 2009, maybe? I don't know. Kind of late.
Forget it.
And then 2 years later, I entered the Muay Thai and won them.
Oh, that's right.
3 times. Nah, just kidding.
And then don't forget Iron DJ.
Oh, that too, yeah, right.
Won
after.
The Iron DJ. Yeah. Shout out Compose again.
Shout out.
That was a fun event, I gotta say.
That was fun. That really kept you on your toes.
It was fun, it was put together. All the people, all the characters were there. A lot of jokes.
A lot of drinks.
Yes.
Yes.
Shout out Flash. And
You won which one? That was the second one.
Second one, yeah.
Right, right. It was only 3 years, yeah. They got to bring
that back.
Right. They got to bring that back. That was a composed flash thing, yeah. Right?
Yes, yeah. And Bacardi. Shout out Bacardi, too.
That's right. A lot of rum. A lot of rum for those nights.
Every round.
Right.
After every round. Every wrong question. Every wrong answer.
That's right. That's right. It was good times. So what are you going to get into tonight?
Pretty much a little bit of stuff that I did over the years. You know.
Okay.
Yeah.
So collage.
You might have seen this before, but it's a little bit of everything. Some new stuff, but for the most part, yeah.
Yes.
Some creative stuff.
Right.
Yeah. And not just playing music, yeah.
Right. And then if you're going one-on-one against someone, right. Shout out Freeze and Pans. We're going one-on-one with someone. Yay. You, there's a battle element to this whole situation too, because usually they'll have the guy side to side for people that don't know, and you'll battle if it's a tournament style or whatnot. You would battle the other person, and you put that in the music as well.
Right, you do disses and stuff.
Right,
you put the guy's name in. You say you suck. Yeah. So.
Right, right. So that's always creative stuff. So let's without further ado here, let's do it, man.
Let's get into it.
Technique.
Thank you.
I want everybody in the place to be to make some noise if you're down with me. One, two, three. Come back alone, she boom day. Mad lion, they pan microphone. Alright. Too many suckers and not enough time. Too many suckers and not enough time. Too many suckers. Too many suckers. Don't get me nowhere. I just put on the gun in a baby suitcase. Pick up my fist, devote half them face.
Seriously, we're only bugging.
Technique, I tell you what, man. Classic stuff. This is all classic stuff that you've done from through the years. Great stuff. And you're going to be doing a new routine Saturday.
Yeah, new routine.
So if that doesn't sell it for you. Yeah. New Next Door, is it going to be it?
Yeah, Next Door, Saturday. I guess doors open at 8.
Yeah.
Starts at 9. I guess the sets start at 10. 50-minute set, so showcase.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're going to keep it the same three style. We're going to go three different genre. Similar or just
pretty much just the, pretty much the same thing, but just not battle.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just showcase. Okay. Show off your talent.
So who's going to be there? Compose going to be there?
Compose.
Osna going to be there?
Yeah, Osna.
Is he going to be like, what's he going to be doing? Like emceeing this thing?
I think he's the house DJ as well. So okay. He's going to be playing, but okay. He also has a set.
All right.
A three-style set, so we'll see.
Wow. Yeah.
Jimmy Taco?
Shout out DJ Jimmy Taco, yes.
Taco.
Taco Tuesdays.
Yes.
He was supposed to come tonight, but he's cooking. It's Tuesday.
Chingu.
At Chingu, yes. Yes. But then we get to see this gentleman again. How about it? Once again, DJ Technique.
Yay.
How about it? Right? Crazy shit. Thank you, brother. Great stuff.
Thank you. Thank you.
We're going to get out of here. Let's go shout out to the Lord Flores. Shout out Sky Cameron.
Hey.
Shout out DJ Freeze. Where's he at? Yes. Shout out to Just Bone. We're here. Yes. And then we got Rucka making dessert, for God's sake. So
that's right.
Jesus, quite frankly. Right, wet.
KO
right.
On the boards. KO on the boards.
KO Yo. On the boards. If it's the sound's not there, then that's it. Sleep time's over. We're getting out of here. Good night.
Thank you for listening to Sleep Time's Over. Time's over. No sleeping tonight.